Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 73 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're going to talk about one skill to get the best ideas from a meeting. Now, a couple of days ago, I was at a meeting with a superintendent, and he did an excellent job of doing this one particular skill, and that skill is facilitating. Not leading, but facilitating. And in this particular meeting, the superintendent's goal was not to lead the meeting, but to facilitate and get the best ideas from that meeting. We were discussing criteria for student awards, and while he did have an agenda and points of view, he made sure to step back and guide so that his ideas didn't dominate the discussion. And that's pretty easy to do if you are the principal or the person who is normally in charge of setting these meetings. And for a leader, switching to the role of facilitator and listener isn't always easy. Those in the room will continually look at you for affirmation, and you got to make sure that you are remaining neutral with both your language and in your facial expression, because you don't want to give away or unconsciously nod or shake your head with comments that you either agree or disagree with. Because if you do that, then you are in danger of shutting down other points of view and limiting the path for these great ideas to come. Another example of this was last year as an assistant principal. My principal did a fantastic job and was a great facilitator, and I learned a lot from watching him in leadership meetings. Like the superintendent, he not only set the agenda, but he, again, did a great job of asking questions, making sure each person at the table was able to express a point of view. So if somebody is normally quiet, he made sure to ask them for their opinion and their ideas. So he was drawing things from everywhere around that table. One of the programs that we were looking at implementing was an after-school academy, and this is the ideas. And the ideas around this is what he was trying to get. And by the end of the meeting, the other participants added their ideas. And at the end, he was able to summarize their main points and present a coherent plan. This plan had many aspects of all the other people's ideas. And by bringing their ideas in, he was able to really create buy-in for what we wanted to do moving forward. Facilitating is a necessary skill if you want to be an effective principal. When you go into meetings, you do want to have an agenda so you'll stay on topic, and you also want to have a list of questions to help guide the conversation. And finally, you want to have some method for summarizing and finalizing the points of the meeting at the end so there is a sense of accomplishment, and it's not just one of those meetings where nobody's really sure what the point of the meeting was. And both the superintendent and the principal did a really good job of doing all three of these things. What are some other skills that a good facilitator should have? You can share your thoughts in the comments section on the corresponding blog at my website, theprincipalentrepreneur.com, or you can go to howtobeagreatprincipal.com. Both of those URLs go to the same space. If you are a principal, make sure you check out the new grant scholarship available that honors the hard work that you put in on a daily basis. If you are a K-12 principal, again, go to the website, go to grant applications and click on there and you'll see the criteria. I will be shutting that down in September, so there's only a couple of months there to get your information in. And the purpose of that is, again, to give principals an opportunity to relax and reflect on the things that they're doing. For more short articles and tips that support education leaders, again, check out the blog at theprincipalentrepreneur.com. And you can also pre-order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies, there as well. If you're an auditory learner, you're obviously in the right spot. And there are other episodes on Podomatic and iTunes at The Principal Entrepreneur as well. To join the podcast as a guest, email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I am part of a community of supportive principals on Facebook. You can join us there. Just, again, look for The Principal Entrepreneur. That is it for today. Until next time, thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.